Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, we go through comprehensively the raid on Donald Trump's home. The Rubicon has been crossed. What happened? Why now? How do we respond? Newt Gingrich has a phenomenal take. It's Newt at his best. Email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. Open up your podcast app, type in Charlie Kirk Show and subscribe in the upper right-hand corner. And as always, email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Check out my latest book, The College Scam. All proceeds of The College Scam go to Turning Point USA. So go to collegescam.com. That is collegescam.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. They went for it. They did it. And we have a lot to unpack. In 49 BC, Julius Caesar crossed the River Rubicon, which started the Roman Civil War. In folklore, we now use that expression, crossing the Rubicon, as an expression of there is no going back. There is no returning. That is what the Federal Bureau of Investigation did yesterday when they raided President Trump's home. It was appalling, shocking, heinous, wicked, dishonorable, yet predictable. We've been warning for months on this program that these people, they mean business. They are governing with an iron fist. They are running out of time and they know it. And they know that the people are rising up and that they are going to make some massive moves that require counter moves. I've watched a lot of coverage on this the last 12 to 14 hours. And I'll be honest, I've been let down because there are some very obvious things happening that I think are being missed. We're going to talk about what exactly happened at Mar-a-Lago. We're going to ask the question of why now? Very important question. And then how do we respond? And then I will tell you when to worry because it's not yet time to worry. It's time to act, not time to worry. As the great Rush Limbaugh would say, I'll tell you when to worry. This is not a time to worry. I understand some of you are feeling numb, that some of you are feeling as if you've been desensitized to this sort of government overreach and weaponization of our government. I get all of that. It's a shock and awe campaign that's part of the up that was yesterday to go into the president's home, to go into the equivalent of the Trump White House. It used to be called the Winter White House. They knew what they were doing, and they knew how they were doing it, but there is a deeper story here that almost everybody is missing. There's a story underneath the surface that is so obvious. Now remember, there are only two ways to govern people. You can govern them by speech or rational arguments, dialogue, dialogos, or by force. That's it. Every government in the history of the world either governs people using speech or using force. Every single government. Our system of government, a constitutional republic, was set up to have a preference on speech. You want power, you have to persuade people to give you power. You want to do something, you got to persuade people to put a law into it, to put a law behind it. Make an argument, debate, disagree, write papers, write op-eds, mobilize, run for office. You see, speech is fundamental to a civil society. It de-radicalizes a population. Donald Trump always sought to govern this country using speech. Think of what is the most common critique of Donald Trump. He tweets too much. Oh, he talks too much? Not that he acts too much with an iron fist, but he communicates. He overly communicates, and some people would say with bravado and with pride and with an over-the-top nature. That could be debated and sought at a different time, but Donald Trump always sought to mobilize his constituency using rational speech. That's a threat to the regime. And yesterday was the crossing of the Rubicon. There is no going back from this. You remember that date. You remember that time because it will be a reference point. How we react to it is the most important question. We'll get to that Yes, it's the weaponization. Yes, it's overreach. But there's something else going on here. And it goes to that question of why now? And as an addendum to that question, who's actually running the country? Speech or force? When you show up with 100 FBI agents and a safe opener and machine guns to a president's home, a former president's home, what message are you trying to send to the rest of the American people? It's simple. They're done talking. They want you in leg irons, handcuffs, to be audited and submissive and to bend the knee. I was tempted to do a live stream last night as soon as the news broke. And then I said, okay, hold on. Let me just turn my phone off. In fact, I turned my phone off and missed an opportunity to actually go on TV to talk about it. But I'm glad I did, because I retreated for a couple minutes, about half an hour, to think about what was happening. And then I watched some of the coverage for the next couple hours, and there's been some massive points missing in the coverage. It's been very superficial by some people in the media. And so let's start with the most important takeaways when it comes to what happened over the last couple days. I mean, not the last 24 hours. Within a 24-hour period, we saw some of the most significant expansions of federal power ever. This is more significant than the creation of the Department of Homeland Security. In 24 hours, you saw two seemingly disconnected data points that are trying to achieve the exact same thing. You saw 87,000 new IRS agents approved by the U.S. Senate, and you saw a armed raid of a former president and his home. What exactly happened yesterday? Well, Mar-a-Lago, for those of you that have never been there, it's a phenomenal, spectacular property. I've had the blessing to be able to visit there a couple times, is the residence, not a property, is the residence of Donald Trump. It is his home. 100 FBI agents showed up with weapons and a warrant that was signed by a judge. We're still learning more about the judge because there's some information circulating about the judge saying that he might be connected to Jeffrey Epstein. We're going to get that confirmed. Shows up to Mar-a-Lago while he is in New York City and walks out with 15 boxes, opens the safe, splinters the safe. For what? The only action that could possibly justify that is if Donald Trump had an active dirty bomb in the living room of Mar-a-Lago with an impending intent to try to blow up Miami. Or if Donald Trump was sex trafficking children via the Lolita Express to some unknown island in the Caribbean. The idea of going in with armed federal agents, they knew exactly what they were doing, though. This, for weeks, they were methodically planning this. Christopher Wray knew about this raid when he was testifying smugly in front of the U.S. Senate. We even said last week on the program how smug and arrogant Christopher Wray is as he is in front of all the senators, because he said, oh, you have no idea. Your boy's about to get raided next week. This was all planned. There is no justification for this. I love some of these Republican politicians. Well, we have to learn more. Yeah, no, you don't. You got to resign in disgrace if you're not ready for this moment. What time is it? It's not cocktail hour, boys. The Rubicon has been crossed. They raided not just Donald Trump's home. It's the same as raiding your home. I want you to think of the government going into your safe. If you have worn a MAGA hat, if you've donated to Donald Trump, if you have prayed for the president, if you fasted and prayed for the nation, that was a raid on your home yesterday. There's only two ways to govern people. One way is by speech. Donald Trump has always been a threat because he can rally people and convince people. The other way is through force. And that's all they have left. On June 7th, we predicted this. I won't play the tape. You can go back in the archives. It's called Welcome to the Final Phase. We predicted it down to a T on this program because their words, their name calling, their ability to paralyze us via insults doesn't work anymore. All they have left is leg irons, handcuffs, indictments, raids, machine guns, helicopters, and smokescreen. That's all they have left. It's the Roger Stone, Paul Manafort playbook, and now they are going to the top level to achieve it. What is Donald Trump potentially being accused of? For violating the Presidential Records Act. What the heck is that? They're saying that Donald Trump illegally took things out of the White House while he was president. Now, to understand how outrageous this is, the Clintons took $200,000 worth of furniture and records, and they never had their home raided in Arkansas or in New York. No, no, the Clintons, they could take away whatever they want. And by the way, what Donald Trump takes out of the White House while he's still president until that moment that Joe Biden gets finished sworn in, that is, he can declassify anything he wants. This is a dispute with the National Archives. We're now raiding people's homes that are formerly presidents because of National Archives disputes. The facts are clear. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, signed off by Christopher Wray, the craven, disgusting man, Merrick Garland, who needs to be impeached on day one when Republicans take back the House of Representatives and the Senate, authorized this raid of 100 FBI agents. But then the next most important question is, why now? Now, before I get into that question, I just want to reinforce something. Who is the sovereign in America? It's supposed to be us. That's why they hate Trump, is that the people were actually sovereign for the first time in a while. No, no, and by the way, it's not Joe Biden who is actually sovereign. It's not the presidency. It's the IRAs, the independent regulatory agencies. That's why they needed to add 87,000 new IRS agents. That's why the FBI is so important. Who runs the country? The national security apparatus runs the country. The CIA, who Republicans generously fund by giving them more money to go to Ukraine. The FBI, who Republicans do not cut their funding of. The IRS, the EPA, this fourth branch of government, the unelected, unknown, unchecked power. And yesterday was nothing more than a show-off contest for the fourth branch of government. They wanted to flex their muscles like Arnold Schwarzenegger at a bodybuilding contest in the 1980s. Look how powerful we are. We are the sovereign. We are supreme at the FBI. Fidelity, bravery, and integrity are the three values of the FBI. No, no, no. It's force done brutally in your face. That's what the FBI stands for. So why now? There's two answers to that. But again, we must reestablish who is the sovereign. It's no longer you and me. That's the structure of the Constitution. That's the intent. The national security apparatus runs the country. So why do they have to raid Mar-a-Lago now over a National Archives dispute? Again, you raid people's homes if you think evidence is imminently going to be destroyed and you could prove to a judge because of that. Or the other reason you raid somebody's home or you raid somebody's business, if you think there is a crime that is going to be committed at that moment. For example, that did Donald Trump have a thermonuclear weapon in the Donald J. Trump ballroom at Mar-a-Lago that he intended to use against an airport? It's not as if that he's running some sort of intercontinental child sex trafficking ring. How many times was Jeffrey Epstein's apartment raided? How about Bill Clinton's? No, we have to ask the question, why now? There are two answers to that, by the way. One that might strike you as obvious and one that is actually not so obvious. Why now? We're going to talk about that. Because that's the other important question. Now we know what happened. We know who the sovereign is. The Rubicon has been crossed. And for all of you out there that email me, freedom@charliekirk.com, and I get emails from you, Charlie, we have to wait our turn. America's been through a lot. No, we have never been through this before. If you're not up for it, move to France. The Rubicon has been crossed. They've taken the plunge. You have never raided a home of a former president before. Yeah, I know that might make your stomach acid a little on edge. You might have to go get some anxiety medication and get out of this business. We can handle it. Maybe you can't. We're here to save the country. They raided a home of a former president over a National Archives dispute. Do you know what time it is? It's no longer cocktail hour. I don't want to see press releases. I want to see action. I'm going to tell you what that's all about. Right now, Bank of America has just lowered its 2022 forecast for the S&P 500 by a whopping 900 points to 3,600. Saying we're headed for a recession this year, it said the new year target is the lowest on the street. This is not good news for those of you stuck in equities or anything tied to stock markets. I know thousands of people who have put their trust in Noble Gold to prevent losing money in the financial storm that is brewing. You can join them by calling their expert team. Noble Gold has recently voted the number one gold company in the country by Consumer Affairs. No call centers, no scripted response, No bull, just a straight, honest run through options so you can decide. And by the way, they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 of an ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That is noblegoldinvestments.com. Why now? Why is Donald Trump's home now being raided? Two reasons. The one most of the conservative media is getting, the second of which I do not think they are receiving, which is this. The first of which, Donald Trump is ascendant right now. He is winning in primaries. He is winning in major straw polls. He is winning all across the board. Donald Trump is winning like you would not believe. And so they have to do everything they possibly can to try to derail him and to try to destroy his candidacy. Now, this is important. The National Security Apparatus, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Central Intelligence Agency that runs the country, the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Justice, they must intervene and do everything they possibly can to try to destroy Donald Trump. Now, I think they actually made the MAGA base stronger. And I'd love your thoughts. freedom@charliekirk.com. Donald Trump actually has the highest favorability out of every major national politician, higher than Joe Biden, higher than Kamala Harris, higher than Nancy Pelosi, higher than Chuck Schumer, higher than Mitch McConnell. By the way, according to our reporting, it seems as if Mitch McConnell, John Thune, John Barrasso, Roy Blunt, and Joni Ernst have all refrained from tweeting about the raids as of this morning. They won't be bothered by that. But sending money to Ukraine, the Republican establishment will be enthusiastic about that. Former president gets raided at his home. Deep down, they hate him. You know that. The Uniparty will always reign. So Donald Trump is bulletproof. The more they attack him, the more they realize and recognize he grows stronger. So Mark Elias tweeted exactly what this is all about. They're trying to get him on a technicality felony so that he's not able to run again legally in 2024. It's that simple. They're trying to get him on some sort of National Archive paper dispute to take him off the field so he cannot run in 2024. That's the first reason they executed this raid. But there is a second reason. Why now? Trump is ascendant. But remember, the national security apparatus, they want to take Trump off the field, but they also want to take somebody else off the field. And this is a unique take just to our program here. The national security state, the FBI, and the CIA, the people that run the country, the current sovereign, the current Potemkin village, the current regime that no one elected, they want to remove Joe Biden as well. Here's the calculus. There is a looming indictment against Hunter Biden. It is very clear. Joe Biden is deeply unpopular. In order to make a move against Joe Biden, in order to make a indictment of Hunter Biden, they have to try to show that the FBI is non-political. It's all nonsense, obviously. So what are they going to do? They need to have a massive shock and awe campaign that gives them credibility within DC circles to then also remove Joe Biden. This is about removing two politicians they don't like, one that is a threat and one that is deeply politically unhelpful. Joe Biden is deeply politically unhelpful. He's an anchor. And so they say, okay, we must get rid of Hunter via Joe, which is going to happen. You're going to see a Hunter Biden indictment soon. He'll end up getting community service and all that. But because of that, they'll be able to take Joe Biden off the field. But they had to begin with a DC cocktail party type celebratory movement that gives them all something to brag about in social circles as if I signed off on the raid of Mar-a-Lago. You understand this is being met with applause and being received with overwhelming response by the DC crew, the DC ruling class and regime. This is not just about Donald Trump. This is a simultaneous pincer movement to remove two politicians, one that they hate, one that they deem unhelpful. But it also goes to show who's actually running the country. the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the people you did not elect, the IRS, the EPA, this fourth branch of government. So this is a double movement. You must look a level deeper. No one is saying this. It is a subterranean thing underneath the surface. Trump is ascendant. Biden is floundering. They must get rid of Biden. But if they only went after Hunter Biden, everyone would say, well, why didn't you go after Trump? That yesterday was step one in them double flexing their muscle. It is a double movement by the administrative state. It's a 1-2 combo. Raid Mar-a-Lago, indict Hunter Biden. You get them, quote unquote, both out of the way. Look, there are food shortages happening all across the world right now. Are you prepared? I have the most amazing preparedness plan thanks to My Patriot Supply. And you have to go to preparewithkirk.com. Look, you are 9 meals away from anarchy. Do you see all these food plants blowing up? Do you have preparedness food? If not, you are not properly protecting your family. I do. I'm going to be fine. My family will be well fed. Go to preparewithkirk.com and you'll save $50 on a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. I don't trust the government. Do you? You think they're going to feed you when things fall apart? And you might say, oh, Charlie will never fall apart. Right. Well, I'll be fed. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, and their 4-week food kit contains enough meals for one person for nearly a month with 2,000 calories a day. Get one kit for each person in your family. There's no limit to how many you can order. Just make sure you have this food when you need it, which could be soon. Get it today at preparewithkirk.com. You'll save $50 and get free shipping as well. I'm sure you don't want to stand in government food lines, so make the proper precautions now. That is preparewithkirk.com, preparewithkirk.com. Go to preparewithkirk.com. This day that we are remembering and unpacking, we're going to remember and unpacking when the administrative state crossed the Rubicon for a national archive dispute. Never before in our country's history has anything close to this happened. We know they hated Trump. We know they hate you, and he's just in the way, and they're willing to use political force and political power to come after you. They're afraid that all of a sudden the sovereign is going to be transferred back to the people, and they're not okay with it. To help us unpack this is someone who I saw on television last night on Sean Hannity's program and did a wonderful job. He knows a lot about American history, and he can help us, guide us through this. Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Mr. Speaker, thank you for joining our program.
I'm delighted to be with you always. You do a great job.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's almost shocking and a loss for words in some sense. What do you think is the calculus of the FBI for doing this? How should we process what happened yesterday at Mar-a-Lago?
Well, I think we have to get out of our heads any sense that we're dealing with traditional America. Think that we'd be better off to think of these people as wolves, who want to eat you, wolves who want to dominate. So when people say, well, I wonder what they're going to say at the press conference tomorrow, my answer is they're going to lie. These are bad people doing bad things.
Yes.
And you're exactly right. They have a very practical reason. They are at war with the American people. They are desperately trying to have the deep state stay on top of the American people. It turns out, for example, that the IRS, 98% of the donations go to the Democratic Party. So there's a good explanation of why they want to add 85,000 additional IRS agents, more than doubling the number of IRS agents, so they can further expand the police state. You'll notice, by the way, they only have 29,000 people on the border, but they want to have 162,000 people patrolling the American people. And it tells you where they're coming from. The FBI has been totally corrupted. It now could actually be called the American Stasi because its behavior is more like the German secret police than like the traditional FBI. Last night's raid was astonishing. I mean, when I first heard about it, I thought this has got to be, a joke. This can't
I thought
be
it was
real.
A hoax. I totally agree. Someone sent it to me. I said, enough. All right.
Yeah. And think about it. If the FBI can send 30 agents to the home of a former president, they can do it to you, to me, to everybody listening to us today. This is a direct threat to freedom. And if it's allowed to stand, it is the end of the constitutional order, which, by the way, the term crossing the Rubicon, Calista and I actually went once to the Rubicon, which is a very tiny creek. But it was the symbolic border of Rome.
That's right.
And to cross the Rubicon with an armed force was to destroy the Constitution. And the Caesar, who had been faced with opponents who very much like the current Justice Department, were determined to kill him. And he tried to offer them a deal. And they said no, that they would not guarantee his life. And so he brought his army across the Rubicon, basically destroyed the Constitution. Last night, I'm certain with the Attorney General's knowledge, probably with the White House's knowledge, the FBI crossed a Rubicon and declared war on the American people at such a level and with such total dishonesty, not on Hunter Biden, not on Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, by the way, had over 100 secret documents on a server at her home. You never saw the FBI raid her house. Hunter, of course, was doing business with Ukraine, Russia, and China. You've never seen this kind of behavior. He hasn't been perp walked in chains the way an American college professor was at National Airport, whose major problem was he'd actually worked for Trump. You really are now seeing the ugly face of a tyranny, and the left is so desperate, so frightened, and you're watching Trump win. Again, apparently the last votes came in, and his candidate beat another of the people who had voted to impeach him. So I think he's now defeated 7 of the 10 people
with a couple
that
to
voted to impeach
him. That's right, Joe Kent.
And in one case, Kevin McCarthy talked him out of challenging Valadao because we wouldn't keep the seat. And I think Trump wisely said, okay, I'm going to give him a pass. The next big test, of course, will be Liz Cheney, who I suspect will lose by 20 or 30 points.
Yes.
And she's part of this. I mean, she is part of the effort to turn the system into basically a tyrannical, anti-conservative, anti-Republican, constant violation of the law, which is what the January 6th committee is. You have a fake committee being covered by the fake news with a fake FBI, which, by the way, you'll notice they didn't allow anybody on the Trump side into Mar-a-Lago. So we have no idea whether or not they planted evidence.
Yes, that's exactly right. And Newt, I have a couple of thoughts. Number one, I wish I trusted our law enforcement. You need some form of law enforcement to have a civil society. But I'm right with you. I say, oh, they're planting evidence. How disappointing of a place we are in our country where our immediate reaction is that our own law enforcement agency might be planting evidence against a former president. But Mr. Speaker, maybe you can help me understand this. I believe that Merrick Garland is craven and evil and a bad person, and I believe Christopher Wray as well, but I don't necessarily think they're dumb. I don't know if what they did yesterday was, I would consider it to be wise or strategic. What is the strategy behind this to raid a home over a national archive dispute? What is their calculus?
Well, first of all, they've been building up to this. I mean, if you look at the number of people whose rights they have abused, going back before the current head of the FBI, there's been a consistent pattern of an effort to intimidate Americans and basically to say to us, if you stand up to us, this is what's going to happen to you. If we can do this to Trump, imagine what we can do to you. Second, I think their end game is to get Trump into a jury in Washington, D.C., which is an area where he got 4% of the vote, and preferably in front of an Obama judge, and then grind him down. I mean, their goal is to block Trump from running because they know it's, and it's very clear. I did a newsletter last week at Gingrich 360 on his endorsement record. No one, literally no one in American history has been as successful at endorsing candidates as Donald J. Trump.
That's right.
And so they're watching him literally march across the country, getting person after person after person nominated. And they're terrified because they can see him coming. He's going to win in 24. He's going to be president again. And this time he's going to enter understanding the deep state and enter understanding how sick it is and enter prepared to fundamentally tear it apart. And so they're all looking at a future in which they've got to find a way to get rid of him, or their entire world is going to die.
I mean, and so basically this was a brazen act of desperation is what you're saying, is that they...
Oh, absolutely. Look, think about it. I mean, these are not stupid people. They're evil people,
yes,
but they're not stupid people. I mean, they know that to not prosecute Hillary Clinton after 31,000 emails are deleted, after somebody takes a hammer to her hard drive, after she uses bleach bits and creates a whole new language, to not prosecute her, to play the games they've played with Hunter Biden, who, by the way, stayed in the White House. Are they going to raid the White House? They realize that if this were actually going to go to the court of public opinion, that particularly given the highest inflation in recent history, the highest gasoline prices in history, the skyrocketing murder rate, the people coming across the border illegally. I mean, they know if this gets to be a fair fight, they're just going to get crushed. So their goal is to make sure it's not a fair fight. And the best way to do that is the Iranian model. Don't let Trump on the ballot. And I think that this whole thing is designed from the fake committee of January 6th, from the fake committee of January 6th to the fake news, to the fake FBI raid. All these things come together. If you simply say to yourself, what if they were so frightened of Donald Trump and they were so frightened of the American people that this is the last, this is like Venezuela or Zimbabwe or East Germany with the Stasi. This is the last stand of a regime against its own people.
I mean, it's just, it's shocking to hear it back from you, Mr. Speaker, because you're an institutionalist in the sense you don't say that lightly, right? That's not, and I mean that as a compliment, right?
It'd be one thing, look, it'd be one thing, Charlie, it'd be one thing if I were just a history teacher. You know, I was Speaker of the House for 4 years. I get it.
Yes.
I was in the room. I negotiated with Bill Clinton. We got four balanced budgets in a row. We passed welfare reform. We did real things. And I look at what's going on right now. First of all, it's clear that it's a machine. I mean, you don't pass things with a 50-vote Senate without a machine. You don't pass things with a 3-vote margin in the House without a machine. And it's clear that the machine has decided that this is why I worry about lawyers around Trump who actually think we're still involved in the law. There is no law here. I mean, anybody who says to you, well, you know, for example, if only he were a candidate, they wouldn't prosecute him. That's crazy. These people are going to do whatever they have to do.
That's right.
And anybody who tells you what the precedent is, doesn't, as you used the phrase at the very beginning, we have crossed the Rubicon. We have left, as Mark Levin says, we have left constitutional America. And we're now in an uncharted future. And only the election of Trump and a Republican majority will get us back into a constitutional system. And if we can't win that fight, then we will, in fact, be in a power-driven, corrupt system that will threaten every one of us.
Is that what we do about it then? Then we have to say the next 90 days, I mean, this is That's fire right. alarm. This is DEFCON 1, right?
Yeah. And I've said this directly to President Trump. Every person who's upset by the abuses of power, focus on winning the election. If we win the election big enough, if we end up with Herschel Walker replacing Warnock in the Senate, if we end up with Mark Kelly losing in Arizona, if we end up with Dr. Oz defeating his opponent in Pennsylvania, we're going to be in a different world. I mean, you're going to have a very Trump-oriented Senate for the first time. You're going to have a huge House majority with Speaker McCarthy. And I can assure you at
totally
that point,
agree with this. Yeah.
There is going to be a select committee focused entirely on the corruption of the deep state.
We need a church committee equivalent. I really right. do. Of the FBI. Mr. Speaker, thank you for being so generous with your time.
Great with you.
And I just want to reinforce what you said. Next 90 days, the election, we now have something we can do about this. I think they just made a martyr out of Donald Trump. I think they made a massive political mistake where Donald Trump's favorability will only go up. We have Andrew Cuomo tweeting out, Mr. Speaker, the FBI has to explain their actions here. That's probably not going well when Andrew Cuomo is coming
That's
out,
right.
you know, indicting the motivations.
Look, and I don't care how liberal you are threatened
yes.
by a corrupt state.
That's exactly
period.
Right. Period. Yes. Mr. Speaker, thank you so much. Wonderful
Great
commentary
to be with
as always.
Thank you.
What time is it? Is it cocktail hour? Is it time for us to come together for some grand compromise? Garbage. You know, I get these messages from people. Charlie, why can't we just unify? Oh, I must unify with these people? They raided Donald Trump's home. Over a National Archives dispute. Well, Charlie, why can't we come together? Because we're dealing with evil. You might not have the spine or the stomach for this fight. I understand that. We're now in civilizational determinant times. Let me say that again. Civilizational determinant times. Most Republicans are weak-kneed. They want to be loved and appreciated. Go sit on a corporate board or go be a professor. Stop being a politician. We don't need you. We don't need these weak-kneed Republicans. Purge them of our ranks. We need fighters. They come in like an armed infantry. Newt Gingrich, who I consider to be a stoic, wise statesman, just called them the Stasi. That's Newt Gingrich. That's not some sort of radio talk show host like myself who tends to go 10 out of 10. And we just go right in. No, Newt Gingrich called our country Zimbabwe, Venezuela. That is Newt Gingrich, who's a learned college professor who understands history. Wake up, Republicans. And so, yes, I will say it again. Raids must be met with raids. Lawful, transparent. But every single person in the Democrat Party that has committed crimes, we say, well, why does anything happen? Where's the FBI investigation in this? Figure it out. They only understand force. They will back off if all of a sudden they wake up at 4 a.m. and they hear a sound outside of their window and they say, are they going to raid me next? You think they're going to stop because of press releases? You think they're going to stop because of a bunch of hearings in January and February? You think they're going to stop because Mitch McConnell says, well, this was very inappropriate? They are laughing at the FBI right now. They know they're in charge. They think they are the sovereign. They believe that they are the true police state. Now, Media Matters and all the degenerates that watch this program, they're going to say, Charlie Kirk wants Republican attorney generals to go after Democrats. Hold on a second. I want it done lawfully, transparently, with due process. But Media Matters, have a little self-awareness. They just raided a former president's home because of a National Archives dispute. Again, Rubicon crossed. We'll do it right. We'll do it lawfully. We'll give everyone fair representation, but just a very simple example. BLM, Black Lives Matter. Anywhere BLM has an office, they should be raided. Has that happened? Why not? Politico calls this the most aggressive law enforcement action ever taken against a former American president. Remember Dick Cheney, who said recently in his political advertisement, we're going to make sure Donald Trump doesn't run again and my daughter will be successful. Mark Elias tweets out, quote, that a candidate shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States if they violate 18 U.S. Code Section 2071, concealment, removal, or mutilation generally. Why doesn't a Republican state attorney general go raid Bill and Hillary Clinton's home over, I don't know, Bill Clinton sex trafficking children? Why doesn't a Republican attorney general have the spine or the cojones to maybe issue a subpoena or two, say, can I have Epstein's list? Oh, is that too controversial for you? You were founded by a group of rather controversial heroes. George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, John Jay, Gouverneur Morris, George Mason, Samuel Adams. You think they sat idly by writing press releases? I'm asking you to send a subpoena to wonder Bill Clinton's role in the sex trafficking of children to an island. And yes, that does actually intersect with a lot of Republican states. A lot of the girls that went to the island of Jeffrey Epstein were from your state. Why haven't you looked into that? Oh, too scared? You want a political career? AG means aspiring governor? Resign. Yes, the election matters, but we need action now. They don't fear us. They laugh at us. And guess what? The raids are only going to continue. The audits will only continue. The only way you stand up to bullies is you stand up to bullies. You punch back twice as hard. We'll do this lawfully, correctly, and factually. There is no lack of criminals, trust me, in the Democrat Party. Republicans just seem scared to act against them. Well, then you'll lose the country. How we act is the most important question. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.